episode 641, Take It Up a Notch.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? I am so excited that you're here. Come in. Get comfortable. Seriously. I mean, I don't know about you, but you're probably working out. I do a lot of my podcast listening when I'm working out or walking or doing the dishes because I can do the dishes and listen at the same time. I'm really good at that particular multitasking. But there are some times where I can't really focus. And today is Power Pack Wednesday. We're talking about fitness and nutrition. And our focus today is fitness. Actually, learning how to take it up a notch. If you want something different within what you're doing and how you're sculpting your body, you want to take it up a notch. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, everyday solutions to keep your life simpler while you pursue the life that you want to live and the business that you desire. It's truly living your life to create an impact. It's time that you take it up a notch. And we're talking about not just in your mindset, but we're talking about in your healthy living. It's that time of year when the air is getting crisper. The leaves are changing to these amazing, brilliant colors. And your new season is upon you where you can make an impact on your healthy living goals. What have you had for your healthy living goals recently? Well, you know, we're just coming off of summer, right? And so during summertime, you probably wanted to look really good in that bathing suit or those cute shorts or that little short skirt. And so we tend to work hard come spring and summer. And then what happens? Yeah, we start to fall into fall and we know winter's right around the corner. And for some of those reasons come from the shift of our schedule in the sun. We lose less of it, don't we? Daylight is becoming limited, and that drives us not to want or even really feel like doing as much. We get up, we go to work, and it's dark. We come home, and it's almost dark, depending upon how long you work. I mean, I can remember when the kids were much younger, and they were in, like, you know, I'd have to go to four or five different places at one time, and I would drop two off at some place, and then I have to come and pick up another one at another place, and then go back and pick up one at another place to take them to a different place, but then go, I mean, it was crazy. And when it became fall, I would start the whole craziness when it was light out. And then the next thing you know, we would get home, and it was dark outside, but we hadn't even had dinner yet. And I'm like, I don't feel like doing anything. When we start losing the sun and it's not around as much, our motivation kind of trickles away. It really does. And we shouldn't use that as an excuse, but we've got to be honest with ourselves, correct? Because we can't change something if we're not honest with what we're looking at. And here at Create Your Now, we are real and honest. And so when that daylight is becoming limited, and we really don't feel like doing it anyway, right? Because we're like, oh, I'm just too tired. It's already been a long day. I'm just going to sit here and snuggle with my hubby, and I'm fine with that. What are we doing? We're already beginning to hibernate. Oh, yes. Our internal regulators within our body is going, oh, something's changing, something's shifting. Now, maybe you're in an area that right now is not going through fall. Well, then guess what? You're on the opposite end of the spectrum and you're getting ready for what? Spring and summer, which is totally cool. So you can still use all of this information to take your healthy living goals to the next level. Because if you're wanting to keep away that extra hibernation comfort fat, oh yeah, the one that we feel like we put on that extra 5 to 10 pounds, it's time that you take it up a notch. So how do you really take it up a notch? Well, I want to ask you a question. What are you doing currently right now? Say it out loud. What are you doing? Are you doing anything? If you're not, be honest with yourself. Gosh, Christiane, yeah, I've been thinking about this, but I really haven't been doing as much. Or I put it on the back burner for so many weeks or months, and this is where I'm at. Be honest with yourself. What are you doing right now? Because if you don't know where you're starting, you can't change it, can you? So what are you doing? Well, if you're going to start with your fitness, You got to change what you're doing now. So in order to do that, let me give you a few examples. And I'll include all of this information in the show notes. So if you can't remember it exactly, refer to the show notes, or you can always come over to createyournow.com to see it just easily written there for you. Whichever's, you know, I know for me, sometimes I like to go to the website because I can see it on like my bigger screen, and it just is easier for me to kind of format. And if there's a download, then I can grab that download. But then sometimes if I'm right there and I'm doing something, I'm just going to use my phone. So whatever floats your boat, okay? I'm here to serve you. So for example, if you're a runner, then incorporate some weight training into your routine. I know when I first started out, I was only a runner. And when I started with my focus on wanting to lose weight and get healthy, I just wanted the weight off, quite frankly. I didn't care how I got it off. I just wanted it off. And for me, running in the morning and walking, those are my two things. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. That's what my phrase comes from. Is literally I was putting one step in front of the other. Now, if you're only running, number one, you are losing some really good muscle tone. You are. Because your body is taking some of that muscle in order to help you with your running. And also, you know, it has the reaction of what your body is doing internally depends upon also how you're eating with your nutrition. So see how complicated this can be? That's why working with the coach is very good, because then you get the one-on-one specific to your circumstances. But I'm trying to give you an overall here so you can kind of apply what you think best fits your situation. So if you're only running, I would encourage you to incorporate some weight training. This is a great time of the year to do that. Why? Well, number one, you can do it starting now, and then you can continue it on through the winter. And that's going to give you what? Time to build those muscles. So when the good weather comes back around, I mean, I know I like to run sometimes in the snow, but I also like to be safe, because I don't know about you, but when I have my grandchildren, I still want to chase after them. So, you know, you got to exercise, but you have to exercise with safety in mind. And so understand that when you're doing weight training, you can do that all year round. And especially during this time of year, because you're not, if you're a runner outside, which that's what I prefer to be, I do my treadmill stuff, I do my elliptical stuff, but it's totally different than me getting outside. I love my nature runs. I love my hikes. I love my walks. That's my time out there in nature. And that's where I flourish. But when I don't have those opportunities to do that, then yeah, I can move it indoor and do the treadmill. But adding in weight training to your routine is really going to take it up a notch. And you can do this by doing walking lunges at the end of your run. Maybe you're a daily runner, or maybe you run 3 or 4 times a week. When you cool down, as part of your cool down, do some walking lunges. And when you do them, make sure they're wide lunges, not shallow ones where you're keeping your feet closer together. You want long. Why? Because you're killing two birds with one stone. You're going to help stretch out what? Your hamstrings, your quads by doing that. And you're also going to do what? Not only are you stretching them out, but what? You're building their muscle too. If you keep your core tight and your glutes tight, now you think, well, as a runner, my glutes should be tight. Actually, probably not. Especially as women, our quads like to overfire, and sometimes our glutes aren't even doing the work. And that's why we wonder, but why don't I have a BUTT? It's because you're not getting your glutes to do the work. Other muscles are overcompensating. If you want to take it up a notch, you got to get the muscles that aren't used to working for you. So this is going to be uncomfortable. So you can end your run with walking lunges. If you want to go a little further, add some squats with an overhead press too. Now, don't worry about having to buy weights. You can do these squats. Now, I do this kind of oddly, and I look really funny in my neighborhood. In fact, people have stopped me, but they know me well enough now that they know I'm the one who just keeps making laps, because in my neighborhood, I take this one lap that equals a mile, so I don't have to count. All I have to know is that, well, I know it takes approximately this, and I can just go do my thing, and I don't have to keep track of how many miles I'm actually taking in. I just do it, and it's awesome. But what I do is I actually do my walking lunges, and then I'll do some squats. So I'll squat and I'll overhead press, then I'll include a walking lunge, and then I'll squat with an overhead press. Now, I don't have weights then. Now, sometimes I will stop and get my weights if I'm really working at that, and I'll carry my weights around for the rest of the time. But that's when I'm specifically training. Otherwise, if you just actually think and tighten the muscles as you're pressing, creating your own resistance, you don't need muscle. I mean, you don't need weights. You need muscle, but you don't need the weights. Make sense? Now, if you are running and you decide to, let's say, come home, or you're off the treadmill and you're ready to stop, then you can still do lunges. Let's say you don't have room to do walking lunges. Still do lunges. That's fine. And then do some squats with an overhead press. And if you do this for about 5 to 7 minutes, you're going to notice a difference as you continue to progress 2 weeks, 4 weeks, into 6 weeks. You'll be like, wow, I'm getting actually stronger. And probably your miles that you run and the speed that you run them, you will also see that counter going down. So benefits to both. So that's one way if you're a runner that you can add some of that in. Now, some of you may be like, well, I'm already doing that. Then you can do some sprints. That would be my other thing. Because most of us, when we're runners, we're not sprinting. And sprinting is going to help with the cardio aspect of it. And it's a HIIT training. And you can do this. You go 40 seconds hard, 20 second rest. 40 seconds hard, 20 second rest. And do that for 4 minutes, Tabata style. Okay? But do it HIIT, meaning for that 40 seconds, it is all out. Give it all you got. Okay? And then 20 seconds rest. Then 40 seconds all out. Give it all you can. And then rest for 20 seconds. Okay? Woo! If you're not sure of all that information, again, check it in the show notes. Here's another idea. Maybe you like weight training, and that's really what you prefer, but you've been staying away from cardio. So in order to take it up a notch, why don't you start walking daily? Maybe you thought about walking or even running, and you thought that would be a great way to add in some cardio, but instead of adding in the cardio immediately and jumping into the running, just go by walking daily. Walk for like 20 minutes, okay? 20 minutes. And then you can work your way up to an hour a day. So walk 20 minutes a day, whether or not you're doing weight training. Did you hear me? Walk 20 minutes a day, even on the days you are not doing weight training. That's very important. And then what? By doing that, you're going to increase your cardio. You'll be able to go longer. And then if you want, you could do, you know, maybe you could run for 10 minutes and then walk the next 15 or 20 minutes, okay? And then start to where all you do is run. And then you've totally changed everything up. And then you could do a walk of a cool down at the very end. Take it up a notch. In order to make and see different results, you have to begin to make changes. You have to take it up a notch. Now, you may be saying, Christiane, there's a couple things here. I follow the same DVD every single time. I ride my same bicycle all the time. Then change up how you're utilizing those. If you're using the same DVD, then change it up. Maybe go for a run and then do the DVD on the same days instead of splitting them apart. And maybe on the days that you're not doing those, you just walk. Okay? You need to switch it up. Because why? Your body is smarter than your own mind. Oh, yes. God created it that way. It's our internal regulators. It's the things that, why? Your heart beats without you sitting here going, it's time to beat. Pump the blood. Okay, I can feel it. It's going all the way through. It's going down to my legs now, my knee. Oh, it's past my knees. It's going down to my feet. Come back up. Okay, it's we don't do that, do we? We take it for granted. Why? Because God was so brilliant. He created us that way. We don't have to tell our heart to pump. Same thing. When we work out, our body gets used to what it's doing. It becomes smarter than we are. And that can actually work to our benefit. But if you want to begin to sculpt your body, you want to change it up, you want to begin to get different results than what you have been getting, or you're a little disappointed in the results that you are getting, maybe you're still trying to lose some weight and you've got another 10, 15 pounds left and you're like, I really don't want to have this for New Year's. I want this done so then I can really focus on other things come my New Year's resolutions. Then you need to switch it up. You got to take it up a notch. Now, maybe you're a person who says, Christiane, I'm grumbling right now because I don't do anything. I've wanted to, but yes, I've allowed my excuses to get in the way. I have made the choice to not work out. I've made the choice to not focus on my healthy goals. But now that you're talking about it, I so need to take it up a notch. So where do I start? Well, you start from the beginning, right where you are. First, start by taking aim. Action ignites motivation. Start by walking. There's no learning curve in that. And for most of us in this world, we are blessed that we can walk. Now, for those of you who cannot walk, then reach out to me, and I would love to give you some other exercises that you could do that are specific to your circumstances, okay? But for the majority of you listening right now, you can walk, and you start by just walking. Again, it may be 10 minutes away from your house and walking back 10 minutes. Then increase yourself up to an hour a day. You should be walking approximately 10,000 steps a day. Do you know what that equals? On average, we walk about 2,000 steps per mile. So if you're supposed to be walking 10,000 steps a day, how many miles is that walking? Five. Okay, five, right? 5 miles. Now, give or take, some of us have shorter strides, or longer. I mean, I'm the shorter one, so my strides are totally different. And depending upon if you're running versus walking. Okay, so your range may be a little bit different. But on average, to calculate, it's about 2,000 steps. Now, you don't have to worry about sitting there counting your steps. I'm not telling you to do that at all. I just want you to be aware as to how many steps it takes to actually equal a mile, because then you actually get some focus like, oh, I get it now. If I know that I've walked 3 miles, have I really gone 10,000 steps? No, probably not. You're short a few miles. Now, if you add in all your other steps that you've taken throughout the day, that might squeeze you in close to 10,000. But if you truly want to get healthy, your 10,000 steps should be above the norm of what you normally do. Listen carefully again. If you want to work within your body and you want your body to be at its optimum level health-wise, the 10,000 steps is above what you normally do. So if you work and you have more of a desk job and you do have like a pedometer to measure yourself, I would first encourage you to start measuring yourself to see how many steps you take without working out. And then know that you want to start working towards adding 10,000 steps above that. I know that's a lot. But if you want to begin to make a shift within your healthy living goals, you got to take it up a notch. And that's a next way you can do it. Now, back to those who have not. I know I'm jumping around here, but stay with me. So first start with walking. Walking is easy. There's no learning curve to it. We walk, okay? Then you can add in some quick body weight training. And here are some things you can add in. And what I want you to do is you would do each exercise here that I name. I'm going to go over them with you. Each exercise for 1 minute each. And you can rest during that 1 minute time. And then you just start again during that 1 minute, okay? And then you go right into the next exercise. And you can do it for like, you know, with each exercise, you're going to go through each one of them. So there's 4 or 5 of them, depending upon which ones you pick. And then from there, you can do a full another set of them, okay? And you're not counting your repetitions per exercise. You're doing them for the length of time. There's a difference, all right? I want you to think about time here, not counting repetitions. So some of those quick body weight training things that you can do that doesn't require any equipment, planks. You can do wall planks if you have troubles with your knees or if you have problems getting down on the ground. You can do wall planks. Or you can get the traditional and do the traditional planks and you do floor planks. Now, if you are more advanced, there are also different renditions of planking. Okay, you can Google that. Or that's one thing I want to try to add in here. I'm working on the exercise library for you all, some resources that you can have. No, it's not up yet. I am working on that because I've had some requests regarding that. But I will try to include in there some different ways, okay, of floor planking, because what you can do is by simply just raising one knee. And you could do a plank on your knees, and then you can go to your feet, Okay. And if you're not sure what a plank is, let me paint a picture here for you. Because some of you may be like, Christiane, I'm brand new. I don't get this. That's all right. When you plank, you're on your elbows, okay, in an L stance. You're laying, you're on the floor, and you come up either on your knees or on your toes as if you were going to do a push-up, but you're not doing a push-up. And you're on your elbows, okay, on your forearm. And you're holding yourself up, and your core should be tight. Core does not mean just abs. Core is what? Your glutes. You need to tuck in that hip, right? Tuck it under a little bit. You don't want to have that curve back because you're hurting your lower back that way. Keep your core tight, tucked in, shoulders back and down. And you don't want to stiffen out those knees. Keep them soft. You're holding yourself up firm, okay? Keep your neck relaxed. And it's just straight out. You don't want to look up and you don't want to look down. I know I probably just changed that because as I was telling you to not look up and not look down, I just looked up and looked down. So you don't want to look up or down, okay? You want your neck in a neutral position. So you can do weight training with planks. Again, you're going to hold it for a minute. If you get tired, come down, relax, and then go back up into it, okay? And all you have to do is put a timer on your phone for a minute and then just reset it and just hit start again every single time you change your exercise. Next is you can do leg kickbacks. The easiest way to explain this is if you are standing in front of a counter, you can hold on to it for stability to the counter. And all you're going to do is you're going to take your right leg back, okay? And you're going to just slightly raise it. And what you're doing here is you're focusing on what? Your glutes, your bottom, your buttocks, okay? That's what you want to feel that's tight. You want to keep, again, what? Your core secure, shoulders back and down, and knees soft. Then you can go into squats. Oh, yes. Now, that's only if you have good knees. If you don't have good knees, do not do the squats. Did you hear me? If you do not have good knees, do not do the squats. This is not an exercise for you. Also, another great one is the hip thrusters. The hip thrusters are laid out on the floor with your knees slightly bent. And what you're going to do is literally take your hips up into the air. You're going to raise up off the ground. And you're just going to give kind of a little thrust, and then you come back down. This is not a big movement. Less is more. And again, what are you supposed to be focusing on? Your core. You should not be tightening up in your neck, okay? Your hands are slightly out to the side. If you need to stabilize a little bit for the lower back area, you can place them just underneath, right at the lower back area where your buttocks meets the lower back. Okay, and you can rest them there. But the idea is to come up and come down. And every time you come up, you're squeezing, you hold it, and you bring it down. Squeeze and hold and come back down. Got it? Yes. And finally, another one, the final one you can add in is jumping jacks. Jumping jacks are great. If you have bad knees, you can do what I call walking jacks. You just walk out side to side, one leg out. So you could do left leg walk out, right leg walk out, left leg walk out, right leg walk out. Okay, and you still bring your arms above your head. You're just walking. You're not doing the jumping portion. Do each of those exercises for 1 minute. So if you did all five of those, that'd be 5 minutes. And then you do another full set of those five as many times as you want. Go as long as you can. So let's say maybe one morning you get up and you just really don't have a lot of time. Then just do it a couple times. You're done. 10 minutes, you're done. But what do you have here? If you did 10 minutes of this and you walked for 20, what have you done? You've taken up your healthy living goals. You've taken them up a notch. You've done 30 minutes of intentional movement. That's not that much time. And you can find this in your day if you so choose. But it's up to you. Is your life worth making the dedication to yourself and committing to that you want this? You want different results. Now, these are just a few things. If you're wanting something different and specific for yourself, then guess what? Use the free consultation. I'm serious. It's free. 20 minutes with me. All you have to do is click on the link in there of Happy Healthy and let's get this done and let's get you scheduled so you can get working on something for you now. Because why do you want to wait till the New Year's? You don't. Wouldn't it be nice to hit the New Year's of 2017 without weight or your body being a goal? That would be like awesome. I can remember when I did that for the very first time. That was the best thing ever. because everybody else was talking about weight and I was like, I'm there already. Now I can work at getting better either in other areas or fine-tuning what I needed to do within my weight. It was awesome. Talk about freedom. It's beyond freedom. So you can do this. It's time that you continue to shape your body by taking it up a notch. If you want to get a different result, you must take it up a notch. You keep doing the same thing over and over again, what are you going to do? You're going to get the same results. Remember, your body is smarter. Those internal regulators, they're like, haha, I got you. You may be a runner. You may feel great and fit. But is it functional for you? Are you still able to lift and move? Because as you get older, what happens? We lose muscle. We lose it. And if we're not building it, I guarantee you, you are losing it. And it's sad. I watched my grandmother deteriorate because she could no longer use her muscles when she still had her mind. And it broke my heart. And I was like, if only your body is so vital to you living a quality of life. You're not just a survivor. You're an impactor. You're a woman of impact. You've got a passion. You want to go out and you want to change the world with what you're doing. And when you're wanting to do that, you got to be healthy for it. That's part of your success. You can't do what you love when you're feeling yucky. So it's time to take it up a notch. I believe in you and you can do this. Have a magnificent day. Go out and conquer the world. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.